in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing. Say, we're not allowed to do evil for evil. Say, I'm not allowed to work evil. It's not in my contract. Now, you used to get maids to work in your house, and they'd come in, and straight off the back, they'd tell you, look, I don't do windows. Anybody ever had to say that? I don't do windows. Well, listen. In the kingdom of God, as believers and as ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which we all are, right? We don't do evil. We do blessings. Last night, the word of the Holy Ghost came and gave us assignment and told us that we were to be what? Blessings. And that we live out our life. As our life is basically based on us being good to others and just being the blessing that the Lord wants us to be. That's all I am, as a blessing. When you look at, when somebody, you want to grow up in Christ to the point where somebody knows you, they're not going to say, oh, that brother, he's just a good Christian. You know, he's just really, and most of the time when they say that, they don't mean you're a good Christian. They don't know what a Christian is. Most of the time when they say that, I mean he's real religious, or he's got a big show he can put on. Well, I don't want to be known as just a good Christian. There are too many good Christians out there. But I want to be known as a man that's a blessing. Brother Rod is blessed, but he's also a blessing. How many of you want to get there? You need to catch that wave and get that wave into your spirit. So often we get stuck in the point to where I need to get blessed. I need to get blessed, and I want to be blessed. I want to be blessed. Well, forget that. Your blessing's coming, and it's now here, amen. But you need to get to the point to where you say, look, I am a blessing. Not only am I blessed, but I'm also a blessing. How many of you want to be blessed to the point of being a blessing? Now listen, I want to get you to stand strong in this, because this is, we're going to stick on this wave, and we're going to get it into your spirit to make sure the word gets rooted in your spirit. Those of you that are walking in the word and living in the word and abiding in the word, prophetic words come by, and then we must build a scriptural foundation that word might produce something in our lives. We just don't want to hear it, right? We just don't want to hear it. We want to be able to hear it and also to do it. So we're going to wash that word with that prophetic word with the word in scripture. Amen. And I'm building a case on that. Look, God's will for your life is that you would become a blessing in every circumstance and in every situation and never a curse. Well, listen, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called. Called. That ye should inherit a blessing. Wow. Did you know that you are called to inherit a blessing? Confess that right now in the name of Jesus. Say, I'm called of God to inherit a blessing. I want you to wash it over in your spirit. I want you to wash that over in your spirit. For the Lord says also, for he that will love life. The Holy Ghost told me one time we were praying for the living praisers as they were leaving the bus, and we were praying, and this crazy prayer came out and said, God said, look, I am the God of a great life. But he says that I am the God of a great life. And the Bible says right here, for he that will love life. Somebody told me tonight, said, I used to hate my life. But now I love it. Anybody ever been to the point to where they just hated their life and then God gets involved with it and he starts working some stuff over and say, hey, I think I like this. I think I like a little bit of money in the bank. I think I like being able to have my lights paid. I think I like not being stressed out all the time. For he that will love life. Somebody say, I want to love life. And see good days. See, people want you to be religious. And they want you to be stupid and ignorant and all crazy. I want to see some good days. Evil days. You know what evil days is? You look in the Bible, you find when you're in lack, when you're sick, those days aren't so good, are they? But the Bible says if you want to see good days, and good days are just good days. God wants you to be happy and have joy, right? And beyond that, he wants you to know God good, the devil bad. Happy, good, good God. Sad, bad, bad the devil. And one of the things, see, Jews get blessed because they know the difference between good and evil. And we want to get so religious and so caught up on a whole bunch of deep stuff and all this crazy stuff. You know, good is of God and bad is of the devil. But the Bible says if you want to see good days, amen, let him refrain his tongue from evil. But how many of you want to see more good days? You can pick up stuff like this. Me and my big mouth. Amen. She's getting a book on how to control her tongue and to watch her words to make sure that no evil proceedeth out of her mouth. Amen. You know what? People can speak evil out of their mouth and blame it on God. Always talking negative. Always talking doubt. Always talking unbelief. Always bring up the worst of somebody. The Bible says believe the best about everybody. Well, those people will never see good days. If you see somebody always griping about what somebody else did, somebody else is hung up, don't worry about it. They're not going to see good days. You wonder why they have so many bad days. Because the only thing that comes out of their mouth is negative and wrong. How many of you want to have better days? Amen. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. He must refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they may speak no guile. Isn't that good? Because God wants you to inherit what? Blessing. Now, do you have that down? Do you got that down? Do you got those? That's really easy, and we can communicate that. God, it is God's will, for God has called me to inherit blessing. And I can inherit my blessing by just watching my mouth and saying good things. How many going to practice on that? Why don't you turn to Psalm chapter 106? Ooh, we're going to have a fine life. Somebody say fine life. Fine life. Glory to God. How'd you get that? I talked it up. I spoke it into existence. Got my confession together. Amen. And it came together. How many need to uproot some seeds you sown? Anybody talked about anybody today? Did anybody speak good of anybody else today? Well, repent. Just repent. Just repent. Is that easy? Just repent. Even though the things you say might be true, it's not worth you missing your blessing. It's not worth it. So going to Psalm chapter 106, verse 24. Yea, they despise the pleasant land. They believe not his word. Well, listen, you're in good land. A good wave of the Holy Ghost is good land. And God wants me to let you know, don't be crazy. Don't get crazy and mess up a good thing God's got going on. Like Israel did. Always trying to sort of, yea, they despise the pleasant land. They believe not his word. When you don't believe God's word for your life, now that word might have been somebody said, well, listen, Brother Ron gets up here, he talks, and he says, listen, it's God's will that you might inherit blessing, and blessing is blessing. Blessing is just what you think it means. If you're trying to add a bunch of mess on it and say, oh, everything's a blessing. No, there's a difference between a blessing and a curse. And if you'd look in Deuteronomy chapter 28, it will explain very clearly what is a blessing and what is a curse. Don't you add anything to it. Amen. And don't you take anything away. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 20. We need to build that. Deuteronomy chapter 28. And it shall come to pass if thou will hearken. Somebody say hearken. Listen. Listen. There are certain people that will never be blessed because they can't listen. Prerequisite to being to the blessing of God is being able to hear the Spirit of God and being able to listen to the message, because the blessing comes in the Word. You live by the word. What you're looking for will come out of Scripture. Somebody say, I want a house. Well, let it be preached. You'll get your house. Somebody says, I want to increase my finances. Well, get it in the word. And that word will produce what you're looking for. So prerequisite to being blessing is the word of God. And if you can't hear, you get people always in trouble. And you look at them during word time. You bring in good teachings. You open a Bible school. You teach. And they're in la-la land when the word's being taught. The Bible says he sent his word and healed their disease. And there are many people that will never be blessed because they can never catch a word. Oh, they can worship, they can dance and fall out and scream. Well, listen, your blessing is going to come in the word. Isn't that easy? The more you sit under it, the more blessed you'll get. Get under a good teaching church, you're going to be blessed. Get under a big blessing church and you'll be get under a good teaching ministry and that word will produce good things in you. Make sure they're teaching good things. What you hear is what's going to happen in your life. So listen, it shall come to pass if. There's a big circle if. See, many people say, well, it never happens to me. It never happens to me. Why can't? If. Didn't just say if you wait for it. You can wait forever. Didn't say if you wait for it. Says if you hearken. So you got to learn to wait and listen and hear. Hear your blessing. Then you can receive your blessing. If you will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do it. Well, see, just listening to it is not enough. See, you get a whole bunch of people that sit up there and listen and listen and listen and know everything. They can quote Benny Hinn. They can quote Gloria Copeland. They can quote every book they've read. And you wonder why nothing happened because they're not doing anything. You got to learn to practice it. You got to learn to walk out and start to walk that stuff out. If you listen with a heart and a mindset to do what you hear, guess what? It's going to start to happen for you. But you're not going to be able to do it until you hear it first. So there are steps to this thing. Somebody say, I've been listening for a long time. Well, listen, you're going to keep listening. You're going to keep listening. And then all of a sudden, you're going to find yourself doing stuff that you didn't know you could do. You're going to find yourself walking in stuff that you didn't know why you were walking. It'll happen. Let it happen. Say, I'm going to hear it. I'm going to keep hearing it. Keep hearing it until naturally I start to do it. That's why you got to tell yourself, look in the mirror, I'm a blessing. I'm a blessing. I'm a blessing. Then you read scripture about God wanting you to be a blessing. I'm a blessing. You confess it. You know, we should shut the whole church down for about 5 years and just say, look, you're called to be a blessing. You're called to be a blessing. We've done that. We preached the same message for 6 months until we were sure we had it. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm a blessing. You say it long enough, you hear it long enough, you're going to become one. That the Lord will set thee high above all the nations of the earth. He will set you high above all the nations of the earth. That's a blessing. That means he wants you to do better than the Joneses. Yes. 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 Somebody saying, that's crazy. That's crazy. Well, he's got the same blessing for you. A blessing's a blessing. What is the standard of what, you know, what is God's standard but his word? Your mental understanding is not the standard of God. It's the scripture of God. It's the word of God that sets it up. You don't know what a blessing is until the word reveals it unto you. You'll lessen it. You'll lessen it. You think you know who Jesus is, but it takes the word of God to explain his nature and his character. There are a whole lot of people claiming to know Jesus, the New Agers claiming to know Jesus. But until you get into this word, until you get baptized in the Holy Ghost, you will never know him. And you will never know what a blessing is listening to what your mama told you a blessing was all about. You'll never know what a blessing is until you get into the scripture and find out. First of all, I need to know what a blessing is. Because there are many people that got devils on their back and saying, oh, what a blessing. How many had stuff? A big mess. And they say, oh, what a blessing. I grew up in a church, and they would go through, and they would thank God for it. Woo. How did God do? Thank you, Jesus. Oh. Thank him for your trials. Thank him for you. Yeah. Come on. We got to know what a blessing is. And then you can know what a curse is. So it says, if he will set thee high above the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. Amen. So you can live in a fashion to where the blessing of God will come on you and overtake you. What does that mean? It's like David when he said, look, for the Lord's mercy endures forever, right? He says, for God is in hot pursuit. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Say that, surely. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's God. And when it says surely goodness and mercy, when you study that a little bit, it means hot pursuit. Hot pursuit. God's in hot pursuit of you to bless you and to do good to you. If you'd let him. Oh, no, you're just missing it. You're just preaching. Here we go. Lollipop gospel. No, God is good and will always be good if you let him. Amen. If you let him. He's always willing to bless. Amen. It's not a time frame. He doesn't look at you and say, you know, I'm going to bless. Oh, they got too much blessing. Time for me to throw a couple thorns in so they learn how to appreciate it. If thou will hearken unto the voice of the Lord, thou shalt be in the city, thou shalt be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed the fruit of thy body, the fruit of thy ground, the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou come in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou go out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies to rise up against thee, to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee in one way and flee before thee in seven ways. That means God going to tear up every one of your enemies. That's a blessing. Amen. That's a blessing. Listen, don't mess with any blessed person. You see them blessed. Don't mess with a blessed person, because one of those blessings, you might not see that manifest. You might be just seeing some of the blessings in one area. But another blessing on a blessed person, an anointed person, those that are blessed of God, guess what? He will go after their enemies for them. See, they might be limited in one area. See, you might short out one side of your blessing. So you might not be able to receive financial blessing because of your lifestyle. Uh-oh. You might warn it out, you know, because you might not be a giver. It's impossible to be blessed financially and not have a heart to give. So you can hang that up, but you can be blessed in another area. You just won't have money. But one of the other areas of blessing, see, blessing, any area that you sow into, you'll reap in that area. And if you honor relationships and love others and have a mindset to be a blessing to others, guess what? You're going to reap the blessing of God will take care of your enemies. But that blessing's not going to come on you until you start to flow on the other side. I want them all. So you got to hear the word. You got to hear the word. The more that you hear the word, the more you'll learn how to make available those blessings and to have those blessings and anointing start to flow through your life. If. Say, I'm listening to the word to get them ifs out of the way. Say, I'm listening until my if gets out of the way. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses. How many got things in store? Some people say, I'm blessed just to have a storehouse. Well, that's not good enough. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Some of you people need to get on this right now, because you don't know how to confess things over your stuff. See, you let God bless you to where you can get a little bit in store. You know what I mean? We're used to being in lack. We get in store. We think that's good enough. Well, no, you need to start confessing to those things that are in store, to the things that you have already stocked up. Some of you got some stock. Maybe you got a little bit of extra in the bank right now. Then you need to start confessing that now I got it in the bank. Now I'm going to confess that as it's in store, he's going to command his blessing over that which is in store. That the blessing doesn't have to stop just after I get it there. That means your bank account, bless. That means the food in your refrigerator you already bought, blessed. It'll go longer. That means your cabinets, blessed. That means your clothes should last longer, blessed. The things that you already have, God will command his blessing to be on it.
Yes, amen.
See, blessing doesn't matter. It's just not just something I'm going to get. I'm going to be blessed to get more. It's wonderful. Listen, when God just blesses what you already got.
Yes.
How many want God to bless what you already got? Speak that right now in the name of Jesus. Say, my storehouses are blessed. What does that mean? When he'll cause your, you know, the barns to overflow. Does that mean you just have to keep putting more in? No, he'll cause that thing which is already in there to explode to where that'll just come out where it's at. Increase. Look at the 5 loaves of bread. And a little bit of fish in a basket. He blessed it.
Yeah.
And it fed how many? See, many of you think, I don't got enough to do what God wants me to do. I don't got enough to buy a house. I don't have enough to buy a car. I don't have enough to make it. Listen, he'll bless what you got and he'll stretch it. Look around this building. Look around in this ministry. Glory, you might not think it's blessed, but you had to know what we started with. He blessed $10. Little becomes much when you place it in God's hand. Don't wait for it to come in. Wait for what you already got and command his blessing to be on it. You got a dollar, speak over the dollar and say, this dollar is going to do what God wants it to do in Jesus' name. I can get it done. See, people got to learn to be faithful with what they got. What does that mean, be faithful with? He that is faithful with little will receive much. What do you mean? You can exercise your faith over the little bit of stuff you got. Uh-oh. When you learn how to exercise your faith in your little bit of stuff, you're guaranteed to have much. Woo, say, I got more than enough to use my faith to get the blessing of God to move. And it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. Now, let me take you to the other side. In verse 15, you better stop lying on God and calling curses blessings and blessings curses, trying to be religious. It ain't that complicated. Verse 15, but it shall come to pass if, somebody say if, thou will not. See, it's real easy. If you don't have a desire and a will to listen to the word, see, it said will not. See, there are people that don't want to listen. They don't want to listen. The will not to listen to the word of God, guess what? You got some stuff coming. The will to hear the word of God will bring his blessing. The will not to hear will bring his curse. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. Is that possible? Yeah, there's some people that don't want to hear nothing. I mean, they go out of their way not to hear the word of God. They go out of their way not to hear that. I mean, you know how people go out of their way not to hear the will of God? They find something wrong with the person that's speaking it. Amen? Find something wrong with this place, that place, every place. Can't listen to TBN. They're all hypocrites. Jan Crouch's hair is too big. I can't take all the different colors. That's not necessary. Amen? Will not to listen. You got to deal with the will not to listen. Always finding an excuse. Well, it's Wednesday night. It's time to hear the word of God. It's time to hear teaching. Will. Well, what will I do so I don't have to go there? People are actively pursuing reasons not to hear the voice of God. If you will not, and that's not like meaning you doesn't mean motivated, not having the motivation to listen. See, God doesn't look at it that way. See, many people try to be slick. You're not being slick. God doesn't look at it that way. Oh, I just forgot. Oh, no. When you don't do it, he says you will not to do it. Uh-oh. Why? Because the will is already within you to do it. The Holy Ghost within you wants to lead you to hear the word of God. And when you quench that spirit that wants to hear on the inside, guess what? You will not to. You are actively pursuing not to receive more from God. All right, and then it says, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments, you got to do every last bit of it. All of it. You got to do all of it. And look at somebody and say, and you can. By the Holy Ghost. He makes it easy. What does that mean? You got to sit up here and read all these things. Well, how do I make that herb? How do I burn that? How do I make that candle? How do I make that oil? How do I cut up that ram? How many bats do I have to cut up this week? No, that's not what it's about. You follow the Holy Ghost and you let the Holy Ghost lead you. You will find yourself performing the law of God, the commandments of God. Walk in the Spirit. That's the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's why you celebrate. Holy Ghost is just not in you to make you feel good and give you goosebumps. It's in you that you might be able to do the law of the Lord your God. He empowers you to do that. That's what the Holy Ghost is there for. The Holy Ghost gets in on the inside of you and say, now I can do it. I can do all things through Christ. Uh-oh, which strengthens me. Even the law. And what more would you want to do than to give the praise to God and to perform his word? Say, I can do it. And will. And if you won't do these things, listen, command you this thing, somebody say, all of these curses. They're going to come. They're going to come. Shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Somebody say, it's behind you. See, people say, I got your back. Everybody ever heard that? I got your back. What back you got? Amen. See, what you got in the back? What you trailing? You might be in the front, but who's got your back? I'd rather have the Holy Ghost and gone and have blessings overtake me, but you can have the devil at the back. Where's your support? Who's got your back? All of these curses shall overtake thee. And if you want to find out what a curse is, just read that. And that'll tell you what a curse is. And whenever it comes up against you, you can say, oh, that's a curse. No, that was a curse in the book of Deuteronomy, but today it's a blessing. See? He didn't change his mind. He called it a curse there. Never mind, I changed his mind, you know. A blessing's a blessing and a curse is a curse. Isn't that nice? Isn't that easy? All these curses shall overtake thee. It says, cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the field. Cursed shall be the fruit, shall be thy basket and thy store. That means when you go to the store, you are cursed. You are not going to find a sale to save your life. As soon as your credit card gets approved, the prices are going to go up. Cursed. Somebody say Ichabod. Schleprock. Okay. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy land, and the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. And I know some people that are definitely cursed. Oh, yeah. Cursed shall thou be when thou come in, and cursed shall thou be when I go out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing and vexation and rebuke, and all that thou settest thy hand for to do, until thou shalt be destroyed. Listen. That curse is there to destroy you, not to make you feel bad. And see, that's what people need to realize sickness and disease is there for. Is it not there to teach you a lesson? No, that sickness is there to destroy you. And you need to get it off. If you didn't have an immune system to take off a common cold, there's a nurse in here, guess what? That common cold is not going to take you out. Sickness and disease didn't come on you to make you strong. Sickness and disease comes on you to destroy you unless it is stopped. Poverty comes on you to destroy you. It has a destination. There's a purpose to that. It's not just a bad day. No, that's a spirit sent on you to destroy you. Oh, yes. You get under debt for so long. Been there. You get under debt, you start to get stressed out, you get a hypertension, destroying you. Oh, yes. One thing leads to the other. That's why you got to knock out every element of the curse in your life by faith, because it'll bring another friend in. Just this little thing. You know, I'm just battling with this one little thing. We all got a little thorn in the side. Bible says give no place to the devil. When you find any of the things in your life, that curse is sent there, you need to get it out. Don't deal with it. You need to get the scripture and the word of God over that thing and call a curse and say, I'm redeemed from the curse of the law by the Holy Ghost. And the curse has got to go. This thing is not sent on me to take me for a ride. It's not going to teach me anything. This thing is sent upon me to do what? To destroy me. Look at somebody and say, curse is destroy. Why do you think the devils, why do you think all those Pharisees got mad when Jesus came about healing and doing good? Somebody saw the withered hand and he said, well, is he going to heal on the Sabbath day? And he looked at them and said, look, is it right to do good or evil? Even God do that. God called the withered hand an evil thing. And his healing the withered hand, good, right? Why? But he knows that thing is meant to destroy. Curses are the fruit of the devil and disobedience. That's why the devil got off. He disobeyed God, wanted to do things his own way, and disobeyed God, and sin came. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, right? For Jesus said, I might come that thou might have life and a little bit of curses. No, he said, I come that thou might have life and that life more abundantly. Let God work completely through you. Don't let him stop just with the saving of your soul and getting you a ticket to heaven. Let him work completely in you. Let him display his goodness upon you for his sake. He wants to bless you to the point to where it's a God thing you'll never comprehend. Doesn't have anything to do with you. It's His covenant that He's working over. Even these things that we were reading about in Psalm chapter 106, it said, look, these people messed up again and again, but God kept remembering His covenant. Will you let God be God and let Him be good? For the Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever. He cannot be as good as He wants to be without the element of mercy. Say it. The Lord is good. And His mercy endures forever. The mercy of God gives us the opportunity and the ability to pull on His goodness. For God came that we might have life and have life more abundantly. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. How many of you are going to study what a curse is and a blessing is? Back to Psalm 106, we had to go there to Deuteronomy to build our case of what we're talking about here in Psalm chapter 106, verse 24. Yea, they despise the pleasant land. Oh, it's too good to be true. Oh, that'll never happen to me. All that stuff they're talking about is not true. Are you despising, rejecting the good land? The Bible says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Uh-oh. Are you neglecting the salvation of God in any area? You'll never escape. Say, I'm going to take advantage of it all. You got a meal ticket, use it. Let God be good. They despise the good land. They believe not His word. It's His word. Are you having a problem believing His word tonight toward you? See, He's got a word towards you. For I have a plan. Plan to prosper you. Not to harm you. What is it? To give you hope and a future, says the Lord. Oh no, he didn't work it out. He's saying, look, don't worry about it. I've got it all taken care of. I have got a plan. Believe God's plan. And He even told you what His plan was. He even told you what His plan was. How many are glad you got a plan with Jesus? And if you'd walk to the Holy Ghost is following the plan of God for your life. And all you got to do is hear Him when He speaks. The Holy Ghost is following God's plan for your life. For your future is where? Where's your future? It's within you. But they murmured in their tents and hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord. And the Lord lifted up His hard hand against them. And we talked about confession and the words of our mouth. When we started this out, we talked about confession. Listen to the words that people speak, and it'll tell you where their heart is. Amen. Don't allow your words to become stout against God. Turn to Psalm 106:45. We'll close here just to give you a little bit of hope. These were people that messed around with God. Yet, and He remembered, listen to this, nevertheless, He regarded their affliction when He heard their cry. Listen, 43, in verse 43, 106:43 Psalms. Many times did He deliver them, but they provoked Him with their counsel. How many times God has brought you out again and again and again, and as soon as you get out, you get things right back under your control with your counsel? Then you put it back and you take it out of His hands and out of, and you start thinking about it. You only think about Him when you're to the point to where you know your thoughts aren't going to do any good. But then when you think you can handle it, you get your counsel together. Amen. Now let me think about this. Now I got it. Now let me think. Hold on. I catch people like that all the time.
I don't know what I'm going to do. Lord, whatever. Anyway, Jesus. He bailed him out a week later. Well, let me think about that. Now I'm just going, well, I thought about that, but I'm not going to do that anymore. See? But they provoked him with their counsel. Does your counsel provoke God? God doesn't like board meetings. When the Holy Ghost wants to do something in your life, do you take him to a board meeting with your counsel? He has to appear before your counsel, the Sanhedrin. Do you got a Sanhedrin? Now, wait a minute, God. Let us come and let us reason together. Well, no, that reason means you come and say, God, yeah, you're right. You better get rid of the Sanhedrin in your heart. For his ways are beyond your ways. His thoughts are beyond your thoughts. For the wisdom of God is foolishness to man, and the wisdom of man is foolishness to God. Don't even think about it. That's what God's saying to you tonight. He's got it all under control. I mean, he's in control. You follow the Holy Ghost, and when the Holy Ghost tells you to do something, don't you even think about it. Flow with it. And were brought low for their iniquity. Iniquity means repeated sin. Just repetitive sin. Just repeated sin. You get into your own counsel, guess what? For the mind of man is an enmity toward God. Your head does not want to do what God wants it to do. And you follow that, you're going to get into iniquity and miss it. And they will be brought low. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry, and he remembered for them his covenant. Isn't it neat? Say, even when I mess up. When we are unfaithful, yet he still is faithful. I'm going to let you in on something. God will always be faithful. You're going to mess up sometimes. Amen. There's something in this thing called grace. It's a good plan. Ooh, I like that. And repented according to the multitude, my God, of his mercies. The multitude of his mercy caused him to repent. How much mercy does God have? Enough to make him repent. Wow. There's so much mercy in God that would make him change his mind toward you. Man. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Goodness, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And these blessings shall overtake me and you.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name. Bless you, Jesus.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.